Next week, on Monday, we have a very exciting interview coming up. We have Mike Lindell, CEO and founder of MyPillow, but his business element, the being a such a amazing story from a life perspective, from a Christian perspective, all of his tales have been just phenomenal. I'm not going to ask him about any of that stuff, though, because really, you know, where he has been the biggest focus for both media and people on the left and right, attacked by the left and loved by the right, is that he has inserted himself into the conversation regarding the 2020 election that was stolen. This was an attack on our nation. It was a coup attempt that unfortunately succeeded. And he has done what so many have failed to do. People who you would expect would be trumpeting the call for a correction, I guess is the easiest way to put it. I mean, we know what happened. We saw what happened. We saw not just the theft itself, but the subsequent cover-up. For weeks, I would go on my show and say, guys, I have to believe that we're going to make it through this, that we're going to see the correct results coming through, because it was so obvious. It still is so obvious. And yet, somewhere along the lines, I underestimated, and I think a lot of people underestimated, the powers that a coordinated combination of world powers, whether it's George Soros, Communist China, whoever, combined with the Democratic Party, combined with the local Democratic Party, parties, combined with mainstream media, academia, and big tech, all of these things working in concert to steal the election. I haven't talked about it much since January 20th. We've had a few shows about it, but I guess the main reason is because I'd like to focus forward, and I hate to say it, I haven't seen a whole lot in the way of action. Mike Lindell, on the other hand, has taken action. He's putting out documentaries. He's doing lots of things to try to expose what many of us already know. But trust me, when I say many of us, it's so few. It feels like many people that we talk to, people in our circles, our little echo chamber of constitutional conservatives. Yeah, we know about it. But go ask your friends on the left. They'll say it's all been debunked. It's all, you know, 102,000 cases dropped or whatever. Yeah, thrown out on merit. That's what they'll tell you, even though we know that's not the case. They still get their news from CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, which means that they're not getting the news. They're getting the narrative. We know this. They don't. So it takes people like Mike Lindell putting out documentaries, people like us doing these shows, to get the truth out. One thing that I think, yeah, I wanted to cover today, I think is an important issue, especially if, let's say this truth does come out. Let's say that the positive things that are happening, whether in Maricopa County, New Hampshire, we're seeing audits finally after what? Yeah, this should have been started on November 4th, but it's taken lawsuits. It's taken legislative actions. It's taken so much just to get the very basic confirmation that voter fraud didn't happen. We know it did. They know it did, which is why they fight it so hard. You know, as Mike Lindell often says, if somebody were to say, hey, you know, your pillows are full of knives and glass and nails, he would say, no, look, they're not. Let me show you. But they're not doing that. They're like, no, there was no voter fraud. Well, we think there was voter fraud. Well, there wasn't. Okay, well let's look into it. No. And they fight hard because they know their pillows, the Democratic Party's election pillows, they do have nails and glass and knives in them. And they know that if we look into it, that we'll be able to discover it. But here's the thing, and this is what I want to talk about today. What happens if he's successful? What happens if these audits start pointing to voter fraud being widespread, voter fraud being so massive that it did change the results of the election within. The Constitution doesn't give us a remedy for this. That's what we're going to talk about today. What if the Supreme Court does say, hey, we need to, we think there's something fishy here. I know what you're saying. It's far-fetched. The Supreme Court under John Roberts isn't going to do anything. Well, listen, I'm a big fan of two things. Number one, I think the evidence, if presented, is too overwhelming. It just is. Number two, if God wills it, it will happen. So I would like to talk about what that could look like. What is the constitutional solution here? If Lindell or whoever, Maricopa County, Florida, had a great interview last week with, or was it this week? Gosh, my days are starting to collide. I think it actually was this week. Great, great interview with Raj with Defend Florida and Defend Our Union. There's actions that are taking place, but what is the end result? If the end result is we got to get this fixed before the 2022 election, I'm not happy with that. Okay. It's better than nothing, but I still have an election that needs to be fixed, that needs to be corrected. It's the 2020 election, and it needs to be fixed. And I've talked to some scholars, constitutional scholars, attorneys. I think we have a plan, and we'll be discussing that today. First, let's play some music. So, yeah, we've got, sorry, somebody just told me a joke. We're in a pickle, okay? Inauguration Day, January 20th, that's what, we're coming up on 3 months under a Joe Biden, Kamala Harris administration. I mean, the Constitution doesn't say anything about how do we fix it if it's discovered after the fact. Now, there are ways. We've talked about a writ of quo warranto. We've talked about other various legal means through which Donald Trump or others can challenge the results of the election and basically call the Biden administration illegitimate. And there are ways that that can be fixed. But that doesn't seem to be progressing. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's something happening behind the scenes. I've talked about it. We've pushed it. We've tried to reach out to people. We've tried to reach out to, well, I'm not going to name names because I've been very disappointed at the lack of action. In some cases, the lack of a response, which is just insulting to me. But I'm not going to dwell on that. So now it seems that for those of us who actually do think that we have to continue to fight the voter fraud, not just for the future, but also for the past, 2020, the election, if there's a 0.5% chance that it can be correct, we have to put everything we have into it. Because again, folks, we may not make it to 2022 under Joe and Kamala. It's possible. We need to fix this. And even if only for the fact that they shouldn't be there, we as Americans, we as patriots, we have a sworn duty to defend the Constitution, and they attacked it. They have subverted it. So we have to act. That's our duty. It's our responsibility. So how do we do that? Well, Mike Lindell, like I said, he's coming on Monday. We'll talk about some stuff, things that he's working on. Among other things, he's trying to get the word out about, you know, he's been talking to various scholars, data analysts. He's been trying to put out absolute evidence, absolute proof to demonstrate that the 2020 election was stolen. Okay, so what happens if he does? What happens if these audits come back and show, holy cow, it was just a stupendous, outrageous, unambiguous, very crystal clear proof that the 2020 election was stolen? What is the recourse? Can the Supreme Court say, okay, so we're going to reverse Inauguration Day and we're going to... The Supreme Court is given a wide berth when it comes to their powers, but those powers are still guided by the Constitution, and there is no constitutional recourse for this. We've looked, okay? There is no constitutional recourse, which tells us that it has to be based upon the people. Us, the only ones who have the power to demand. And this is going to sound crazy, but very much like what we've seen with cancel culture, that is the solution. And I'll get into that here in a minute. But let's talk logistics first, okay? Let's talk logistics. What are the constitutional ways that Joe Biden could be replaced, whether by President Trump, as he rightfully should, or by somebody else? And I'm not talking about Kamala Harris or Nancy Pelosi. I'm saying, what are the constitutional avenues that we could take to, if it's revealed that Joe Biden is in there fraudulently? Well, number one, there's the good old tactic of Kamala Harris could step down first, and he could be forced to appoint, say, Donald Trump as his vice president. And then after Donald Trump is confirmed by the Senate, which he would have to be, then Joe Biden steps down. Vice President Trump becomes President Trump again, and he picks a new VP, definitely not Mike Pence. Hint, hint, Mr. Trump, definitely not Mike Pence, but he, so there's that path. Now, you might say, okay, so that's the path of least resistance, and it sort of is, especially if there is a mandate. Again, this is all based upon a mandate by the people, a mandate that says, look, this doesn't need to be partisan. There was fraud. Democrats screwed up. They're revealed. They're exposed. Now they have to get out of the way. So we want a 100-0 vote to confirm Donald Trump. The challenge with that is that it's not an immediate switcheroo. There are things that would have to, it's transition. Okay. You have to abide by certain rules. Okay. Getting somebody into the vice president's seat is not an instantaneous thing. Okay. And the longer the things wait, the longer that we're in limbo, because even while Joe Biden is still technically president, we'll be in a state of limbo. If he gets exposed, he loses everything. He does. He loses, even while he's still technically president in the interim, he would still be, in a state of flux. And that would be a time when our enemies can and almost certainly would attack. We have to take that into consideration. We need a clean switcheroo, a clean exchange. Those of you who have seen Raiders of the Lost Ark, if you are too young to have seen it, because everybody my age definitely saw it at least once. But if you're a youngster, you didn't get to see those early 80s movies, then go see it. Find it somewhere. I'm sure it's somewhere. Find it, watch it. Good stuff. And even if you haven't seen it, you've probably seen the scene in the beginning where he's got the bag of sand. He's trying to judge the weight of the sand compared to the gold statue. He knows they've got to be the same way. So he does the switcheroo. That's kind of what we need. We need that quick switcheroo. The difference, though, is after the switcheroo is done, we don't need a gigantic boulder coming down to crush us. That would be bad. So we need a clean switcheroo. And it's not terrible, the gap of time it takes for Kamala Harris to step down, for Donald Trump, or even somebody else. We'll just say a Republican, okay? For a Republican to be inserted as the vice president, to be nominated, I should say, and then confirmed through the Senate, and then made official, and then Biden steps down. Okay, there's still a gap, and it's messy, and it puts us at risk. So, talking to my constitutional friends, we've tried to figure out a different way. Is there a faster way? Is there an instant switcheroo possibility? And there is, actually. And it goes through the House of Representatives, oddly enough. So Speaker of the House, currently Nancy Pelosi, is second in line, the line of succession. So if the president goes down, vice president steps in. If the vice president, who's now acting president, if that person goes down, then the Speaker of the House is next in line. If, and this is a little known fact about the Speaker of the House, constitutionally speaking, the Speaker of the House can be anyone. It doesn't have to be a member of Congress. It always has been. They've always Congress votes on who will be Speaker of the House, who will be the third most powerful person in Washington, D.C., technically speaking. In some cases, I would say they're the second most powerful. But who the Speaker of the House, the only there's certain criteria, but one of them is not they have to be a member of Congress. So in a scenario, again, we're talking about a hypothetical scenario where Maricopa County and Windham, New Hampshire, and Florida, and Georgia, and all, you know, the dominoes start to fall. The steel is exposed. It's unambiguous. And it's clear that Joe Biden is in there erroneously, whether it's his fault or not, you know, whether he was privy to it or maybe he had no idea. Now, he did say at one point that he had put together the most powerful and diverse voter fraud team in the history of the United States. We take him at his word, but you never know. It could have just been Joe being Joe, and maybe he really has no idea that it was stolen. Maybe he really thinks, yay, I won, you know, good for me. And then Jill's like, yeah, okay, okay. And Kamala's like, yeah, okay, you know, whatever. You're just there for a little bit. Okay, so either way, I don't care. You know, whatever it takes to get him out. You guys can, we can deal with who to prosecute, who to go after the fact. For now, all I care about is getting him out of the way and putting in the rightful winner, preferably President Trump, but at least a Republican. So being that the Speaker of the House is second only to the Vice President to succeed the President, that means that Nancy Pelosi steps down as Speaker. They have an emergency vote and they can install Donald Trump as the Speaker of the House. At that point, Joe and Kamala resign, and that's the faster path. Believe it or not, it'll be faster and easier for him to jump two spots than to jump one. In other words, getting to become Vice President will take longer than for him to become President. I know this is all, it's not complicated. It's just annoying, you know, constitutional stuff. I sat through many hours of conversations as we were looking for anything, you know, how do we get rid of Joe Biden legally, constitutionally? And there really is no way other than through impeachment, which we've gone through two in just the last 2.5 years or 2 years. That's been rough. That doesn't work very well. You could say 25th Amendment, but that doesn't really solve our problem. The best solution, the cleanest solution, the way that the United States can stay protected from its enemies is to quickly replace the president with the rightful president. And the only way to do that is if he goes willingly. Now, you might say, oh, there's no chance that he goes willingly. Aha, this is where we get to the less favorite thing, cancel culture. You're like, what, you're going to tweet at him? No. I'm talking about legitimate, full-blown, just exposure, outrage, make it to where any media member who does not fully embrace this, and it doesn't even include Joy Behar or whatever her name is, people like that. If voter fraud is exposed, if it is unambiguous and so forceful that it must be covered, even by the nefarious forces who are owned by the Chinese Communist Party or George Soros or the New World Order or the principalities and powers or whoever's controlling mainstream media, big tech and academia and the Democratic Party, whoever's controlling all them, they will have to be, I mean, their sway would have to be reduced. And the only way that we can do that is if the evidence does come to light. And that's the only way I can see that happening is through audits. And these audits have to be clean. They have to be clear. They have to be just unambiguous. No way to challenge them. No way to say, wow, well, maybe it was close. No, you have to be able to look at these audits and say, wow, this steal was a full-blown steal. And at that point, I think the American people will make demands. The demand will be Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, go away. So when I'm talking about cancel culture, no, I'm not talking about getting somebody banned from a show or getting them fired or anything like that. I'm talking about getting them so concerned and so shamed by the revelation that their presence in the White House is a lie based on lies. It's the only way, because right now, the only clean path to fixing this is for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to willfully go. And if for that to happen, you would need, this would be the only topic of discussion. Every American who's not just hyper-partisan, every American who is, who's lucid, fair-minded at all, has to be on board with the concept of, yes, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, either they cheated or somebody cheated on their behalf, they do not belong in the Oval Office. They did not earn it. They must be removed. And if that happens, and people say, oh, that's so far-fetched, it's not going to happen. Like I said, I said if there was a 0.5% chance, guys, if there is, if there's 0.1% chance that this can be fixed, we have to take that chance. We have to. We have to do what we can. And it doesn't stop now. Mike Lindell, I'm going to try to help him on Monday. He's going to be putting out more documentaries, I'm sure. These audits that are supposedly going to happen, we'll see. We'll make sure they do happen. But if they do, we'll do everything we can to get the word out about them, to get the truth out. And look, folks, if the audits come back, if these are trustworthy audits, I'm not talking about like World Health Organization audits of the Wuhan Virology Lab. I'm talking about real audits. If real trustworthy audits are undertaken, those audits reveal that there was no voter fraud or there was not enough voter fraud, okay, fine. I'll drop it. But I'm not going to drop it until there's an audit, and I'm definitely not going to drop it if the audit demonstrates what we already know, that there was voter fraud. So we shall see. In the meantime, we have to stay hopeful. We have to stay prayerful because our nation is going to be under attack for the rest of our lives. Well, as long as there is a nation. Unfortunately, with the current political landscape, we don't know how much longer that's going to be. It's probably a good time to lighten the mood and let's bring on the two mics. They did an excellent news update. Unfortunately, it is a couple days old because I got so far behind. Apologies, Colonel Mike, Dr. Michael Scheuer. But let's play that now, and then I'll be back at the end to close this out.
Hey, welcome back to Two Mics. This is a NOC report update. This is Colonel Mike with Dr. Michael Scheuer. So that's how we got the name Two Mike. Two Mics, right, Mike? It's Dr. Scheuer.
Yeah, remember, it took us weeks to figure that one out.
That was a hard one.
Yeah.
And we even got the two microphones on the logo there. So it's probably took about
4 minutes. To remind us who we are. In case we don't have our shirts with our names in them on a particular day.
I don't have the logo shirt yet. I'm still waiting for JD to kick us one.
I hope he sends this to us in his Civil War tote bag.
We were just discussing a little while ago. Dr. Mike and Colonel Mike are we like history. And we like Civil War history. We like World War II history. And there's a new show on PBS. And I have to say something. I don't like PBS. I don't like NPR. But I listen to them because I like to know what they're thinking, what they're saying. They have so many shows and terrible shows. But they have, you know, 21 producers, 34 directors for a half-hour show. And you're paying $500 million a year for it. So why not listen once in a while? You got to know what the other side's saying. You just can't listen to Fox News and Bill O'Reilly and Glenn Beck and Mark Levin and all these guys and say, oh, yeah, I got it. Yeah, I got it. I got it. Even us. You don't have to listen to us. Listen to PBS. So there's a new show out on Masterpiece, Dr. Mike. It's called Atlantic Crossing, and it's about Norway. You know, they were neutral, and the Nazis went there because the Nazis needed the waterways and so on. And the first part of this series was last night. But, you know, I guess the reason it got on to Masterpiece is because Saint FDR is in
it. Yes, yes.
Saint FDR, the patron saint of the Democratic Party, who did no wrong, who would have been probably president 7 terms if he would have lived, you know. They would have figured out how to make the amendments. But Sane FDR was in there, and it's a famous guy. He played in a couple of TV series, young actor, pretty good actor. You know, he knows how to hold the cigarette like FDR and roll the head and have the eyeglasses. But what was really astonishing was the woman who played Eleanor. I guess they couldn't find one that bad, so they wound up getting a pretty decent-looking woman to play her.
They could have got Senator Hirono. Feinstein.
Feinstein would have been a better... Yeah, you're right. Or the lizard, Murkowski.
Yeah, there's so many of them. How could they not?
Yeah, they could have picked one of these political activists called senators, you know, yes, who make millions of dollars up there telling you... And by the way, did you get this in the mail? I love this. I just got this in the mail today. It's a little piece of paper that says, reminder, you may have to pay tax on that $600.
What's $600?
I don't know. They gave me a check for $600. I don't know anything about it.
See, it's a surprise. They thought it was Christmas.
Maybe it was this one coming that they didn't tell us about. But I remember, didn't Trump give a check out last year? And then it was a check from this year. I think it was $1,400 this year, right?
Yes, I think that's right.
There's a piece of paper from the IRS. You have to hire an accountant to figure out what they're thinking. But imagine them giving you what they call a stimulus check. And then the stimuli comes in where you have to pay taxes on it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have a question, Dr. Mike. Are we going to ask those countries that got hundreds of billions of dollars, are we going to ask them to return that money, or do we send them an IRS form? I don't know. How does that work?
We just send a note that says, how much more do you want? They're always very gracious. They're willing to take money from us.
Did you get enough? Is that the note? Did you get enough?
Yeah. Biden just gave $650 million to the International Monetary Fund. Just that at the end of last week, $650 million.
Wow. So now
that's,
they go.
That's a paycheck, his paycheck from Beijing for a month. What a nice man.
He just gave it away. No questions asked, right? By the way, did you see all the Republicans lined up filibustering that?
No. Well, they all get a kickback. It's just recycled back to them.
Hey, let me give you good news about Best Virginia. So Best Virginia now has a national park, new national park. It's the newest one in the country. It's called New River Gorge.
Oh, it's a beautiful place then.
Yeah, it's down in the southeast part of the West Virginia state. And it's not too far from where you travel often, probably about an hour.
Yeah.
And it's now a national park. So everybody's panicking because it won't be nice anymore because now it's a national park. But I think that's a good shot. But what was really good was Saturday, the Patriots of Berkeley County, West Virginia, came out to protest Joe Manchin. It was the Family Council, something or other, Policy Council of West Virginia. They got a bunch of people out there with flags. They were outside. Oh, by the way, his office in Martinsburg, West Virginia, Mike, has no sign outside the building. They don't want you to know he's got an office there. So they come out and they protest, and they were protesting, Joe, you got to hold, you know, you promised, and we're going to hold your feet to the fire. A couple of local politicians, I understand, got up on a stage and spoke, and some pro-life people, but they spoke about, Joe, you can't bend. You have to hang in. You know, don't fold on the filibuster, you know. So it's good to see that the people out in West Virginia, you know, Saturday before Easter, they're busy, you know. But they came out.
They came out.
I guess a couple of 300 came out and protested. And they spoke about, you know, why are they going to hold his feet to the fire, and hopefully he's going to get a lot of calls. I'm sure he's going to get a lot of calls this week or emails. You know, it's really sad, Mike. We pay this money. They don't even answer the phone. And then when they do, it's hold on a minute. Let me, can you have a pencil or pen? Can you write this down? I want to talk to somebody. You know, we only deal with email because there's COVID on the phone too. You know,
yes, COVID. You got to watch out for it.
Goes everywhere now. COVID, yeah. over this. And these people are getting full time pay, these senators, the staffers, you know.
So
Joe Manchin's going to get a margin call, as we say on Wall Street. he's not looking to get reelected. I doubt it. You know, if he does that, he's going to pass FDR. But I think what they want to say to, and by the way, he is, according to some of the people, he is pro-life, big time pro-life. So they're going to say, hey, Joe, you know, and you know who voted for, you know how this guy won, Mike? Do you have any idea? Most of the votes came from Republicans in the state because they love him. He's like the good old boy.
Yeah.
The guy who should have won is, I don't know if you know, the strongest state attorney general in the country is Patrick Morrisey. He's the guy, he's like the chairman of all the attorney generals in the country, Republican guys. You know, he's the guy that went after Obamacare and all that stuff. So
yeah,
Pat is a very strong guy, and he's gonna do some things coming up on voting, I understand they said. So yeah, we got New River Gorge, and everybody went after Joe. And Joe DeGeneva, Mike, haven't heard from him.
All of these experts, once Barr made idiots out of them by becoming a deep state, apparent deep state person, no longer hidden beneath his good words. All of them have disappeared from the airwaves.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Joe DeGeneva, I mean, him and Mark Levin, gosh, he couldn't say it. Joe was on the morning and Mark was at night. They couldn't say enough about him, how, you know, they worked with him in the 80s with Reagan administration. And you know what that tells me, Mike?
They're not judges. They're not good judges of people, maybe, huh?
You took the words out of my mouth. I was going to give you the credit, Mike. Let me tell you, Doc, you know what that reminds me of? As a good intel officer that you are, and CIA analyst, and we can't avoid that, but I have to say it, you would have knew right off the bat they were a bad judge of character.
They're bad judges of character. That's right. They're
as an in-case officer, I knew it. Because when I saw Joe on every show, Fox Day, Fox Night, WMAL, morning, what is it, the morning show with WIG, Vince and Mary.
He was even on Petticoat Junction.
Yeah.
That's how important he thought it was to tell the country people about the great Bill Barr.
Bill Barr behind door number one, Bob Barker. You know, Mike, truth. It's the real truth, though. I mean, he was selling Barr like, listen, when he gets through with this, you're going to be amazed. And we were totally amazed. Joe, I got to say something between you and Levin, Temple University, whatever university you went to, you know, law school and everything. This is why they have that thing online, LegalZoom.com.
Lawyers.
Yeah. It's called cut and paste. You know?
Did anyone ever tell you what they call 10,000 dead lawyers at the bottom of the ocean under 100 feet of concrete?
Never knew it. No, never heard it.
They call it barely a start.
Mike, you know, there was a famous expression when I was young in New York, the best crook is the last crook. And you say, well, who's the last crook? Well, the lawyer, because you got to go to court.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And as he took all your first round of money that you saved to go to court, right? And you lost the case, right? This was a no-brainer. You were walking, you know, you wasn't going to get charged. It was going to be throw the case out. And now, you know, all of a sudden the judge says, well, you got 2 years coming. 2 years? Wait a minute. You look at the lawyer. What happened? You told me this was we were going to win. Don't worry about it. We got a good appeal.
Yeah. Of course, another $8,000.
Yeah. You know, the shingle, the famous shingle from the Three Stooges was Do We Cheat Them and How?
Yes.
And you can always tell when you're getting a good lawyer is when he tells you, bring 25% down when you come to visit me.
And wipe your feet.
What else do you have in the news today, Mike? It's too funny what's going on. It's sadness, but you have to get a little funny because now they're posting stories about Saul Alinsky. Didn't we do that for 8 years? I don't know. Yeah, 5 years. How many years are we doing this? You know, well,
seems like a long time.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we talked with Eddie Uranian this morning about the mystery ship out there in the Suez Canal. And I've been thinking about it since we talked to him, and I'm still, it's the biggest container ship in the world. It's owned, I think you said, by a Taiwanese company.
Right.
It's partially owned by, or it's at least invested in, by either one of the big American box stores. I can't remember what the name of it is. And no one seems to care about trying to stop the rumors that there are, you know, children on it or guns on it or, you know, illicit something on it. And no one really cares what's being said. I think part of it because the mainstream media is not talking about it at all. You have to go onto a BitChute or somewhere to find out what's going on. But the longer this kind of hangs around, I think the smell becomes a little bit more durable. Because if you've got that big investment in that big boat and it's going all the time and it's making money, do you really want to have people saying for 6, 10, 12, 30 days that it's all about abducting children or running guns or drugs? It's an odd business.
The one that got me, Mike, is when I heard that the Navy SEALs had to do the raid and rescue everybody. And, you know, with today's technology, global positioning and drones, you would think that somebody would have something that can see that actual raid taking place, right?
Yes.
Because I don't think you'd be able to shut that down unless you shot down the drone, right? So,
or you did it at night and you cut the power.
Yeah, whatever. But something tells me when you have an operation like that, even if it's a covert operation, okay, somewhere or another you get a leak. You get something.
Yeah.
But there's no leaks. There's no smells yet. It's just an alleged allegation. It's alleged. It's an allegation that this took place. Now, is this part of the big nut conspiracy? We know these things take place, human trafficking, because we have it right on our border.
Yeah.
Right on our border. And, you know, our government is now part of the criminal cabal by allowing these kids to come in. And they're busing them to red states. This is the program. Get them in the communities. You know, get them in the driver's license seat so they can get the voter card, right?
Yep.
Isn't it amazing? You can get a voter card when you get a license. You can get a voter card when you become a citizen. You can get a voter ID card when you become an illegal across the border. But it's hard to get a voter card if you're black.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing. What's amazing to me is that by saying you don't know how to get a license, what you're doing is saying to the blacks or to Hispanics or to anyone else, you're too stupid to do it. You know, it's not hard to do. It's not, you walk in, you get your picture took, you get the card. 3 steps, you're done. You can go to the brew house and have a beer.
Well, today you're going to have a real ID no matter what you do anyway.
Well, right? You know, you got to have an ID to get a fishing license.
Right.
So, you know, is it on a par with voting? I guess it should be at least, but if you need one, to get a fishing license, you ought to have one to vote.
Well, all these diddlywinks called representatives, I haven't seen one get up and say, hold on a minute. Let me ask the black community. Do you have a problem getting a voter card or voter ID? And
are you really too stupid to use the computer?
And ma'am, can you just open your wallet for us? We don't need to see your personal things, but just tell me, do you have a CVS card or a Visa MasterCard? Do you have a WIC card? Do you have a Giants discount card? Do you have anything like that we can look at? Because you must have one card. I mean, you just didn't come from Nigeria or somewhere. You know what I mean? You've been here 4, 5, 6 generations. You got to have a card, right? A social security card, something, right? And, you know, a woman opens up a bag and goes, oh, yeah, I got 17 of these and 3 of these. Well, do you have a problem getting a voter card? Not at all. It's just the Democrats told us it's hard to get. That's all.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, these are not stupid people. I don't want to make fun of black people, and neither do you, Mike. These are not stupid people.
No, but they're saying, you would think they would get sick of being treated like they were.
Yeah. This is a, I don't know.
You know, really maybe those containers on that ship are full of voter ID cards.
It could be it.
They're going to give a U.S. voter ID card to every Chinaman.
Well, I liked some of the YouTubers and the bloggers. You know, the Mossad was there. The Navy SEALs were there. HRC, Hillary Rodham Clinton. They had the letters. Then they had the numbers, the numerology. You know, 30 minus 2 is 28. And if you had 28 times 1 time divided by 2, you know, I mean, all these geniuses came out. And then the prophets were coming out. The prophets were coming out because it was a Good Friday. It was Holy Week. It was, oh, my God. You know, when this stuff starts going off the rails, I got to stop the tape. I'm like, okay, thank you very much.
It did in the first couple of days seem to go off the rails, as you say. But now that boat is still sitting there. The company's losing money. It's getting to have a bad reputation. And I wonder, you know, what gives here? You would think that they would want this thing wrapped up and finished as quick as they could. The other thing, though, that you mentioned, if you listen to QAnon, there was a 4 or 5 step process, and he always said the last deep state component to fall will be Israel.
Ah.
And I know just from my own biased self that if there's something around that ship that is illicit, immoral, I hope the Israelis are in it up to their neck.
Well, you know what I was thinking, you know, when you say voter cards, and it's such a big ship, that would not just be a lot of voter cards. The other thing I thought about, Mike, I don't think it's too conspiracy either. That ship has enough space to put all the money Joe Biden and the Democrats want to send to foreign countries.
Yeah, yeah. They might be all 20s, you know.
Could be 20s, could be 50s. Who knows what it could be?
Yeah.
You know? And they may have those George Floyd 20s in there.
Yeah.
Some of the fake ones, you know?
So if they gave every person in China a U.S. election identity card, we could send Chris Wallace there to interview them. And with any good luck, one of those bats from the wet markets would bite him, and he'd never come back.
You know, I'm going to put this out there on the Knock Report update before we sign off, Mike. Anybody who would like to question Chris Wallace, I wonder how many housemaids or cooks he's had over the years in that beautiful neighborhood in Maryland. I think it's Bethesda, Maryland, or something like that, Potomac. You know, the real highfalutin neighborhood that he's from. I'd like to know how many cooks and maids that he's had over the years were legal beagles, you know, and from what countries they came from. You know, did he ever claim, hey, you know, I filed the H-1B K-1122 form, you know, and I paid $15 extra, you know what I mean? For a guy that talks a lot, you know, I wonder what his background's really like. At least you knew who his father was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, his father had no issue telling you where he stood and how he stood, you know?
Well, there's that video out there on the internet of him and Obama visiting Mr. Epstein. So that's another question you could write down in case we get a chance to interrogate him.
But I know over the years he must have had somebody being in the Beltway there. You know, the odds of having someone illegal or sexual or whatever are pretty good, you know, coming in the Beltway area. So, you know, Chris is a holier than thou. Remember how he used to treat Trump and Trump yes. administration? Now it's he's just he's a run of the mill shill. And that's why, you know, people shouldn't even be watching Fox. If you want to watch Fox, there's Maria. And is there any other show to watch, Mike, on Fox? I don't even know.
Stu Varney, is very good.
He's still there?
He's still there. Lou Dobbs, they sent him packing.
Where is he now? Anybody know where he is?
No, he used to do three daily broadcasts on the Salem Radio Network. I don't know what else he's doing. Maybe he just decided that he was old enough to step back for a while and count some of his money.
Well, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
enjoy life for a little bit. Maybe he can ask Bill O'Reilly to join him on a ship somewhere. Because yes. Bill O'Reilly doesn't know how to say stop. You know,
if he comes to your house, all he does is try to get you to buy gold. Well, kind of aggravating.
All right, Dr. Mike, that's another knock report. We notched up another. How many knock reports have we done already?
They're saying too many, but I don't know for sure.
Well, you know, I hope JD clicks in with me. He's got an important podcast. You know, he's got a lot of stuff up there. He caught up. There was some stuff that was a little stale up there for a while, but he's caught up and there's all new stories. If you want to get on the Knock Report, it's very simple, knockreport.com. Again, we're on freedomfirstnetwork.com. If you want to support us, it's freedomfirstcoffee.com. And if you want to chat with us, my gosh, Mike, we got some list. FFNlocals.locals.com. So that's the freedomfirstnetwork.locals.com. Yeah. And don't forget.
Can you smell it? It's your favorite freshly ground coffee brewing in your favorite cup. If you're anything like me or my family, coffee is essential for our mornings. And even more essential is good quality coffee. Well, Freedom First Coffee is our preferred choice. Made from organically grown beans from Mexico and Peru, they're then roasted here in the USA. So head on over to freedomfirstcoffee.com and choose our Founders Blend in medium or dark roast, ground or whole bean. That's freedomfirstcoffee.com. And make sure you use promo code KNOCK, that's N-O-Q, for 10% off your order. And if you really want to be a freedom lover, choose a monthly subscription so you will never be without your Morning Joe. Again, that's freedomfirstcoffee.com.
As always, they're great. My wife's great. Everybody's great. I'm decent. Make sure you find us at Locals. If you're not following us on Locals, if you're not on Locals yet, get on there, okay? Talk about free speech. This is as free as it gets, okay, without being illegal, okay? FFN.locals.com. You can comment on our wall, you know, unlike other places where you have to get approval. Look, folks, if you're a member, we don't moderate. You can say anything. Say anything on our wall. You know, get a post stuff, comment, whatever. FFN.locals, plural. FFN.locals.com. Find us there. Obviously, go to NOQReport.com or FreedomFirstNetwork.com. We're all over there. We're also posting these stories at AmericanConservativeMovement.com. That's an old website that we've had that we're still pushing. We're trying to grow it. Got lots of stuff going on. So we will see. We'll see how it goes. Lord willing, we will be back very soon with another episode. But in the meantime, you guys stay strong, stay safe. And God bless.